surprisingly, the shows this summer have been kind of jam-packed. Now I feel like it's starting to slow down a little bit. Now we're getting into list mode. Crowder is back from his dalliance with the hoi polloi and the Hollywood elite at the Happy Gilmore 2 premiere. What was that like?
It was cool. We interviewed Lavelle Crawford, the comedian, the big, the heavyset dude.
I don't know.
He's Chubb's son.
Oh.
And he has a wooden hand.
Oh.
It's pretty
Usually
funny.
Usually that's not hereditary.
It's pretty funny. His character's pretty funny. So, yeah. He didn't lose to an alligator, though.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, so, no. Well, you kind of made it sound like in real life he had a wooden hand. I was going to say, oh, my God, what a stroke of bad luck.
Like, well, I called him Chubb's son, though. Chubb's isn't a real person.
No, I know, but I thought it was the actor who played Chubb's, his actual son in real life. I thought you interviewed him. He's a comedian. And I thought you interviewed him. And funny enough, Chubb's son in real life somehow, through a bizarre set of circumstances, lost his hand.
That's what you thought. First of all, shame on anyone who would call Carl Weathers Chubbs if he had actually come into contact with his son. So you said it was at Top Golf. So were any of the big stars there? Was Sandler there? Was it like this was like a party more than a premiere?
Yeah, they played like highlights. They didn't play the whole movie. They played highlights, and it was like a. Yeah, like it was like just called Disruptors. So like the Disruptors of the industry.
Gotcha.
And yeah, so we interviewed Kim. I forget her last name. That's how great an interviewer I am. And Lavelle Crawford.
That's excellent.
Yeah. But well, it was a good
if
time.
You don't know her last name, what did you interview her about?
Listen, I know she's Uncle Elroy's wife on Friday. She's in the movie. Oh,
she's funny.
Yeah, she's funny. So it's two comedians up there with us three. It comes out Friday, but it's two comedians up there with us three. So I just start playing around. So me and Lavelle Crawford just play around for about an hour. And they start getting mad with us. They want to separate us because we're just making fun of each other. I tell him he has asthma because he breathes hard. And so he starts calling me Special Ed. And it's just a... it was a good time in my book.
All right. Glad to hear the going on last night. You had the ESPYs going on last night. Anybody watch the ESPYs? I know Jimmy did. Jimmy texted me last night. He was outraged that the Florida Panthers didn't win best team, right?
Right, but I didn't watch it, but when I put it on, it was on the best team like nominees.
Gotcha. I didn't plan on watching it, and I ended up watching it. About an hour in, Lori and I actually sat down to watch The Bear. I'm into season 4 of The Bear. It's brutally bad. I'm so angry that this show jumped the shark. But I don't want to go off on a tangent. But I had ESPN or ABC on. And so I watched like the last couple hours. It was fine. I didn't get to see the Shane Gillis monologue till afterwards. Or while I was watching it, I was watching clips of that. There was a sketch he did with Drewski as the inventor of the tush push. I thought that was kind of clever. Shane Gillis was funny. I love when jokes are met with some applause, some laughter, some silence. And I love the comedian like Shane Gillis who acknowledges, I didn't write that. And, you know, like I like his delivery. He's a funny guy. I thought he did a good job with the monologue and hosting the show. Panthers didn't win best team, by the way. Eagles won best team.
What's it called? Tires? Did you watch Tires?
So I haven't watched it. And everyone says it's great. Appel's coming out with us. Appel says it's like the best show out there.
My favorite show.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So it's a sitcom? It's not like a stand-up, but like it's a weekly.
It's like The Office. It's like The Office. But the jokes are
worse and nasty.
The thing is that The Office makes very like in your face, borderline disrespectful jokes, but it's under the guise of like, this guy's ignorant, right? Like right. He just doesn't know what he's doing. In Tires, it's Shane Gillis playing a character who is saying borderline racist and inappropriate jokes, but he knows they're inappropriate. He's doing it to troll the other characters in the show.
His cousin, the owner, his cousin. Yeah.
Everyone says it's great.
It's funny. Yeah. But like Zolana said, it's just flat out racist and sexist, misogynistic, and who cares?
But it's not like
Zolana.
They're making fun of. I think what I took away from it is they're making fun of our society, which is like somebody says one thing that is frowned upon, and everybody wants to go after them.
Whole mentality of the Drewskis and the Shane Gillises and whatever. They love pushing this boundary that, you know, the boundaries had gotten so tight of what you could say and outrage society. And there are a bunch of comedians and podcasters who are like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, funny's funny. And sometimes you'll swing and miss. Sometimes you'll swing and hit. But I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm with that. Like, I'm with that. You know, there's a couple words I've been trying to bring back, and I do it in my personal life, but haven't yet debuted it on the air.
So they have a sexual harassment meeting. One of the funniest 10 minutes in TV history in my mind.
Really? Okay, I'm going to watch this.
It's also, Crowder, correct me if I'm wrong, it's such an easy watch. Like, the jingle makes me smile. Like, I swear, like, there's something about it. It makes me
smile.
Do they
drop a new episode every week, or are the episodes up there?
First season was only 8 episodes or 10 episodes, whatever. They came out the second season, which is like 15 episodes, and they're all like 23 minutes long. You just boom, 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 boom. Perfect. You get right through them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm watching the Bear season 4. Anybody into season 4? Did you ever watch season 3, Zolana?
Never watched it. Because you told me, even though you forgot.
Well, I just said it wasn't as good as season 2. Yeah. I said it wasn't as good as season 2. Season 3 was okay. Wasn't as good as season 2.
The way season 2 ended was probably the most like anxiety filled, in a good way.
Yeah.
Back to back episodes I've ever watched in TV. Like, it was so good.
It's you talk about the Shane Gillis being a comfortable watch.
Right.
The Bear is an uncomfortable watch. Every episode. There's no comfort in watching that show. Anyway, Florida Panthers didn't win. Jimmy was angry. Jimmy's still angry. I'm angry too, Jimmy. The Eagles.
Did the Eagles repeat? I don't think so.
Great point.
But it's just for the 1 year, isn't it?
Well, I take longevity into account.
I think that's how it works.
Well, I'm not a voter, so it doesn't matter.
I think it's the dominance of that year.
You know, the response on our YouTube page to our Monday discussion about Kobe being 11th on the Bleacher Report all-time NBA list was very interesting to me, because we post videos all the time on our YouTube page. Some of them garner thousands of views, others garner hundreds. It just depends, I think, on the topic and what's got a little bit of topical virality. And this Bleacher Report list, and we've talked about it for 3 days on the program. Zolana, I don't recall seeing that many comments other than when Messi first came to Inter Miami, and we were talking a lot about Messi, and these worldwide Messi fans were watching us and realizing we don't know anything about him or soccer. And just lambasting us, thousands of comments just to it, which I took as a source of pride. But regardless, wait till the Uruguayans get a hold of La Maranza segment.
Don't start with me about that.
They lit Solana's ass up.
Well, imagine all the families of the suicide victims who are going to be heartbroken.
30,000.
I didn't say that.
But the responses to the Kobe argument were ferocious towards Zolana. Mm-hmm. They were in Crowder's camp of, where'd you have Kobe, Crowder? Did you say 3?
I got Kobe as 3.
Yeah. So MJ, LeBron, Kobe.
But for sure, you had him ahead of Magic and Shaq because you said he's the greatest Laker of all time.
Yeah, greatest Laker of all
time. And Kareem. So, yeah, you have him at three.
And you were getting lambasted because you said Kobe, what, is not even on the Mount Rushmore of Lakers?
No, I don't think he's a top three Laker of all time, but I don't think that that's a disrespectful comment because I think he's either fourth or fifth behind three of the greatest legends, the most dominating legends the NBA has ever seen. So I don't view Kobe being 11 or behind Shaq or Kareem or Magic as a bad thing. I obviously,
and
Kobe,
you don't even have Jerry West up there, and a lot of people would have Jerry West up there. Yeah. So who do you have as your top three Lakers of all time?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal are my three greatest Lakers. And I do think it's a fair argument Crowder's making. Hey, Kobe won more titles without Shaq. Shaq only won one without Kobe.
Yeah, I wouldn't have Shaq over Kobe on that particular list. On that particular list, I got to go Kobe.
Here's why I do, though. Shaq is, in my opinion, and I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not the authority here. But in my opinion, nobody in their prime was a more dominant player at their position than Shaq for those 5 years. From 98 when he went.
Nobody in their prime.
At their position was Solana, more.
I don't think that's right.
Kareem was a center.
Yeah.
And he dominated for a decade. Like he had an unstoppable shot. Literally an unstoppable shot.
Kareem's longevity for sure trumps Shaquille O'Neal. I have him ahead of Shaq. I do. I have it. Kareem, then Magic for what he did for the game. Magic and Bird, what they did for the game prior to MJ, they put the NBA in a global stage that had never been.
Are you doing the Shaq position thing because LeBron is positionless essentially? Like Shaq, you can easily define as a big man, and it's harder to define MJ or LeBron.
No, I think MJ and LeBron are LeBron's different, but like Michael Jordan was a two guard, could play three, could play the wing for sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He was really a point guard,
you're saying exactly what I'm saying. It's harder to define their position.
No, because I it's not that Jordan didn't dominate. Jordan dominated. I'm talking about imposing your will. Nobody could stop Shaq for 3 years. Nobody in the NBA could stop Shaq for 3 years.
Who stopped MJ?
It's different. It's just different.
Because of big man. You're doing a big man thing there. Maybe. I think that's why.
And then people want to bring up the Bad Boys, the Bad Boy Pistons, always when MJ conversation comes up.
Yeah, that was the only way to stop him was to hammer him into the
hell out of him. But that's
pretty much treat him like a nail and you're the hammer. Yeah.
No, I mean, but nobody's taking, like, that's why I don't like the way that this gets talked about because it's like, hey, I think Shaq is on a higher list or higher on a list than Kobe Bryant, but Kobe's right behind him. And it's like the YouTube comments are like, how dare you disrespect Kobe Bryant?
Well, because Kobe is a Laker. I'm not necessarily certain I identify Shaq as a Laker.
What is Shaq? Magic?
I disagree wholeheartedly. I
like just a great big man because he was on so many teams, but I watched him for so many seasons with Penny in Orlando.
Yeah.
And again, I get the success with the Lakers, but man, I just, if I'm identifying Lakers, Shaq's not up on the list.
Like, but he played four seasons. With Orlando. He played eight seasons with the Lakers.
I gotcha.
And those three NBA titles that he won, I think it's 99, 2000, 2001, or 2000, whatever. Those three NBA titles back to back to back that they won. Bro, Shaq was the best player in the NBA during
not throwing any shade at Shaq. I'm just telling you, I identify like Lakers. If you ask me to, you know, Kareem, Kobe, Jerry West.
Yeah.
Magic.
Like, I'm just not getting to Shaq for a little while.
Yeah.
I may go James Worthy.
I'm on Donald Sterling's side of this Magic Johnson argument.
Oh, big bad Magic.
What has he done?
Kobe Bryant, though, has this fan base that think he's two behind Michael Jordan. They believe it.
There's a case for it.
There's like, not. There is not a legitimate.
There absolutely is.
There is not.
That guy was the epitome of what you wanted an athlete to be, who
for sure
also had the skills. There are, you know, rough and tumble, I'll do anything to win it. Patrick Beverly, I'll do anything to win a game, but they don't have the skills. Kobe was one of the most skillful and knowledgeable basketball players in the history of the game.
Agreed. But anybody who believes that Kobe Bryant was a better basketball player than LeBron James isn't being a rational NBA fan. They're a Kobe fan, period. Yeah, End of story. No. And I'm not even a huge LeBron.
LeBron's number two all day. But you're starting a team, because this is what argument gets to. You're starting a team, Solana. Everyone at their prime. You're taking Shaq, a big man, over Kobe.
Well, you're starting
the best
a team.
Shooting guard in the history of the game.
You're starting a team, but you can only pick former Lakers. The draft is only former Lakers. You're telling me you're taking Shaq over Kobe?
What am I trying to accomplish here? Like, starting a team.
Just a winning team. I'm taking LeBron first, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm taking LeBron first. But I think I'm taking Kobe second.
You're taking
over Magic Johnson.
No, I'm taking Shaq.
You're taking Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm taking Kareem. I'm taking Shaq. Or I'm taking Magic Johnson before I'm taking Kobe Bryant.
So yeah, you're just a Kobe hater.
Yeah. But I'm
you
not.
You don't like Kobe.
I love Kobe.
Wow,
like that's why I'm so confused by this. Like,
you hate Tua
and Kobe.
You hate Kobe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You hate Brad Marchand.
Yep.
Who else do you hate?
Aaron Ekblad.
You.
Aaron Ekblad. Me. All right, let's get a quick look at the headlines, because Josh Appel is going to join us. I have a lot of stuff to talk about with him. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I don't say this as like in a disrespectful way. Truthfully, Hawk, I'm asking you, do you really have a lot to talk about with Appel?
No, I got caught in the air. I don't have a thing to talk about with Appel. I'm going back to the Kraft macaroni and cheese combo with him.
Normally,
it's funny that you point that out, because as I was saying it, I was thinking to myself, I don't have a lot to talk about. I don't have a lot to talk about with him, but I got caught up in like hacky radio announcer thing there. Hey, I got a lot to talk about with Josh.
Every time, you know, we have a guest booked or whatever, I always put together three or four things that in case your connection goes out, like I'm prepared. I'm not going to sound like an idiot. I don't have a single thing written down for Josh. Right,
Josh is texting us on the chat. Do you want me to talk top five Lakers? No.
You want me top five?
Let me drive it, Appel. I have a lot to cover with you.
Is he Jamaican? You want me top five Lakers?
Bro, look at Flanagan's Twitter account right now. They're posting the Stanley Cup at a Flanagan's location. They have a bowl. They have a bowl of ranch, or I think it's ranch, and they're dipping rib rolls into the Stanley Cup and eating the rib rolls.
Oh my God. Is this real?
Right now. They just posted it.
Is this real? I'm looking at it. Is this real?
I just
retweeted. Who is that eating the rib rolls? Who is that?
Well, that's Flanagan, obviously.
No, I think it's a Panther, isn't it?
How do I find Flanagan's?
You know where your photo log.
How do I find
where your photo log is?
I retweeted it, Crowder, at Alex M. Solana. Oh, and follow me. Follow me, by the way. 8 years we were working together. You still haven't followed me back, jackass.
On Twitter or Insta?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or TikTok.
That's cool, man.
Well, it's a bowl inside of the cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, yeah, it's a bowl. But who is that? I don't think that's Flanagan.
I'm following you.
Put that in the next open, Jimmy. That's Flanagan.
All right. the Miami Heat play their final Las Vegas Summer League game today, by the way. They play the Pistons. All right. You got a little NBA action tonight.
I want to talk with Appel about that.
Hey, Solana, your thread is terrible.
Well, follow him on Threads. He's better.
What's wrong with my thread?
It's lame.
Why?
Nothing on here.
Somebody texts in, you're a Kobe hater, buddy.
Yeah.
I think so. You just don't like Kobe. For whatever reason, you just don't like Kobe.
I love Kobe. Kobe.
No, you don't.
And if you know, if you guys really want to dive into this, prime Dwayne Wade, like Wade at his absolute peak, better than Kobe Bryant.
You're going to lose your job in basketball. This take might make you lose a job, Solana.
Well, no, funny enough, I think Jason Jackson would love that take.
So. Oh, actually, he would get a promotion. What are you talking about, Crowder?
And I love Wade.
Wouldn't even wear a shoe. He gave you free shoes. He wouldn't even wear it because you didn't like Li Ning.
I'm not wearing no Li Nings. I'm not getting beat up. You can go to the dink club in Li Nings. I can't go to the hood in Li Nings.
Inter Miami got rocked 3-0 by Cincy last night.
Like, oh, I didn't even know that.
Rocked. Yeah. Hmm. A good thing we'd embed Inter Miami. And Los Madelines are back in action tomorrow. Return from the All-Star break to host the Kansas City Royals. Unfortunately, Connor Norby is going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. He had wrist surgery. And the Marlins did make a trade, by the way. Very under-the-radar move. But they acquired pitcher Michael Peterson from the Braves for cash considerations. And they shipped him off to Jacksonville. He's going to be teammates with Matt Mervis, the jumbo
show. Oh, they probably won't even introduce him. Shadow ban.
Von Miller signing with the Washington Commanders.
If the Marlins are on the giving side of cash considerations, it can't be more than $150. I would just temper my expectations on this guy, because if the Marlins are just paying cash for someone, I have a better credit line than the Marlins.
They picked him up in a van and gave an envelope of money.
Or a Flanny's gift card.
Yeah, Flanny's gift card.
I got you, brother. They made a trade like a drug deal.
Get in the van. Get in the van.
Your weather, it's 88 degrees right now. It's very humid, sticky outside. Should be raining at times throughout the afternoon. That's your weather.
All right. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. I have a ton to talk about with him. We won't even do a live spot here because I got to get to Appel as quickly as possible. Josh Appel is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
You know what the song is from? You know what movie this song is from? Solana. I'll start with Solana. Don't say it, Crowder.
Bad Boys 2.
Jesus Christ.
Crank it up. Crank it up. Jimmy, make it louder.
Oh, Scarface.
Yeah.
This is when Tony went to rolling in Miami.
Went to rolling. The world is yours.
Yeah, Tony was balling.
Who told us they hadn't seen Scarface? Was it Giselle Espinales?
I thought it was you.
No, I love Scarface.
I think it was Giselle. Giselle did say she's never seen it.
My fiance
Josh
told Bell, me.
Josh Bell's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. You've never seen Scarface?
Never seen Scarface. That's a great song for a montage in a movie, though.
That's embarrassing, man.
You're embarrassing.
You've never seen Scarface.
Okay, Godfather.
What? I've seen it.
Yeah. Okay.
What? I've seen it. You can't use that on me. I've seen it.
Last
how could you have grown up in Miami and not seen Scarface?
I didn't grow up in Miami. I grew up in Broward County.
All right. Well, you grew up closer to Miami than most of the country. You've never seen Scarface.
I've been to that CVS, though.
Scarface.
Isn't there like a CVS where they filmed it and there's like a little sign on the wall? This is where they filmed Scarface. I've been there.
Well, I didn't think CVS existed when...
Well, no, the building that that he walked into on Miami Beach is now a CVS. And it's the same structure of the building. It's been remodeled a couple times since.
It was an Eckerd back then.
That's just embarrassing, Josh. Josh Appel is an NFL play-by-play broadcaster nationally for Sports USA. He's going to be on the call for Dolphins-Jaguars preseason game 3 on August 23rd. That's a home game for the Dolphins?
Home game, yep.
Because if it was up in Jacksonville, you could do a little double dip, watch a little Matt Mervis, and then catch a Dolphins game up in Jacksonville.
Well, he's shadow banned, of course, so I don't know if I'd be able to see him up there.
You wouldn't be able to recognize him, at least.
Right.
And Josh is going to be on the call for 2 USL championship games this Saturday on ESPN+. All right, I have a lot that I want to cover with you, Appel. So let me just start going down the list here, though. No, let me start with this. The All-Star game was decided by a swing-off. Did you like that or not like it? Because you're a baseball guy. Now, here's the difference. Solana, I don't know what he was babbling on about yesterday because he's not a baseball guy. He was offended by the swing off while suggesting baseball is terrible and needs to be fixed. So it was a very incongruous argument. Appel is actually a baseball guy. So did you like the swing off?
I loved it. And I love that Kyle Stowers got to be part of it. And I loved how authentic the reactions were from the guys who had no idea they were going to be in it. And I was just hoping that Kyle Stowers wasn't going to be the one that hits 0 home runs. Thankfully, he was able to get one out of there. I loved it. Everybody wants to go home. Players already had gone home. Yeah, they'd already gone home at that point. Nobody wants to watch extra innings in an All-Star game. It's the perfect way to end it. A nice little fun way to cap off the weekend. It was great. It's the perfect way to decide an All-Star game, especially when it doesn't decide anything meaningful anymore. And you got to see some Schwarbombs. It was great.
But like Aaron Judge can't get to Aruba at 3 a.m. over 1 a.m. Like that was kind of embarrassing to me that the players are actually gone from the stadium.
I don't think that's like too rare though necessarily. Like I'm fine with it. Like it's almost like spring training or like a minor league rehab assignment where a guy will come down, he'll play his 3 innings, he'll get his 2 at bats, he'll pack up his stuff and he'll leave. I'm okay with it. It because look, it opened up a spot for Kyle Stowers.
But what if they made it regular season, though? Is there any conversation to be had for making a dong off the regular season game ends in a tie? You do a dong off instead of extra innings.
I'm cool with that. If it's like we get through 12 innings and we still don't have a winner, then we go to the dong off in what would be the 13th inning. You already have a lot of resistance to the ghost runner at second base. So I think going from the ninth inning tied to a swing off, the baseball purists, I don't consider myself one of them. I do love the sport, though.
Costas, Gammons. Yeah.
Well, then I got to deal with the one point I will give to Solana. Like, this Dino Ebel, the guy who was throwing to Kyle Stowers, he was throwing sliders and slurves, and there was nothing in the hitting zone for him to get out. It was a really poor performance from the 70-year-old who was throwing from behind the L screen. We need better BP tossers if we're going to do this.
But why not? I'm cool with the home run derby then. The mini home run derby to end it after 12. But why not bring out like the electric pitching machine? Like when you go to the cages or when these guys are doing BP. And my rationale here is it's an even playing field. Everybody's getting the same pitches and they're going to be perfect because it's mechanical. You don't have to have some old guy go out there and stretch his arm and throw 10 pitches. And I'm sitting there watching him throw 10 pitches warming up before Stowers even considers hitting one. Like that to me is what I found infuriating. I turn on what was supposed to be a mini home run derby. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to see dongs, 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 dongs. I just want to see dongs in my face. And instead, it's just old guy tossing pitches that Stowers has no intention of hitting for the first 20 minutes.
Well, you got to see the pitches first, right? You got to know what you're going up against. And
I mean, it is baseball.
I know I just criticized them, but I don't want Dino Ebel throwing out a shoulder. He needs to warm up.
Yeah.
Dino Ebel.
So he's like what, a pitching e-bug almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. I'm fine with it.
Were the Panthers Josh is a hockey expert as well. I'm going through the checklist here. Were the Panthers done dirty by having a 5 p.m. Wait till I get to professional wrestling. Were the Panthers done dirty? I can't believe you've never seen Scarface.
Never seen it. I mean, hello to my little friend, cocaine. Like, I know that. I get the gist. I get the idea.
Hello, my little friend, cocaine.
You're wrong.
I got you.
He's locked in.
I got you, Tony.
You've never seen Scarface. That's why. Have you seen Goodfellas?
No.
Oh, my God.
But I've seen all three Godfathers.
What? Have you seen Casino?
No.
What? Donnie Brasco?
Who?
He doesn't like violence, Hawk. You know, Appel's a pleasant dude. He don't want all his violence in his life.
I don't mind violence.
You've never seen Goodfellas?
Nope.
So were the Panthers done dirty by this 5 p.m. start opening night?
I mean, it's certainly not ideal, but anytime you can carve out time in prime time to kick off the season featuring two teams that didn't make the playoffs last year and have basically restarted both of their organizations around their old stars, you have to do it. You have to make time at 8 o'clock for Rangers Penguins
when it rarely.
Yeah, I mean,
that's massive disrespect. No,
I don't really understand it. And I feel bad for the people who are down here that, because here's what's going to predictably happen, all right? The game's going to start at like 5:30 because they'll push the banner raising as far as possible. But it's still going to be like 5:10 they start, or 5:15 they start the banner raising. People are working on a Tuesday. What do you think's going to happen? A lot of empty seats in the crowd.
I think it's going to be packed. I don't think it matters. No one's going to be watching. You're telling me around the country people are going to be watching at 5 o'clock?
Hawk, there's going to be screenshots that are put on Twitter.
That for sure.
Look at this South Florida. They don't appreciate their team. They can't even be bothered to show up on time for the banner raising ceremony. We deserved it in Canada. Move them to Quebec. I'm telling you, that's what we're going to see. And I feel like we had finally busted out of that stigma of being a bad hockey town.
I think we'll have a full house at 5 o'clock for it.
I'll be there.
But hey, Josh, even that though, because now it's back to back cup champions, and it seems as if Solana brought it up, like it's disrespectful. Do we have to win 3, 4, 5, 6 to be respected as one of these big six or whatever the hell they call them?
And here, the original six. We're an original seven franchise. So I don't think there's any debate about that. Here's the other part to me. You have the pick of the litter on the matchups that you can have to launch your season. All the teams the Panthers have played in the postseason, whether it's in the Western Conference in the Cup Final, the Oilers or Vegas, or all the teams they've had to go through over the last few years in the Eastern Conference. And they're starting with the Chicago Blackhawks. Like the right. NFL, by total randomness, can have Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers against Justin Fields and the Jets just fall into their lap in week one. And here we are on a 5 o'clock on a Tuesday with the defending back-to-back Stanley Cup champions who have been to the Stanley Cup final 3 straight years playing one of the two worst teams in the league over the last 3 years.
But to be fair, isn't Connor Bedard, like, aren't they really trying to make him the next big thing? He was the number one overall pick 2 years ago. I'm just asking because I agree that Panthers Blackhawks, like, it doesn't do anything in terms of a rivalry aspect, but you have the Panthers who are the defending champs and the Blackhawks were like this young, supposed to be
great.
Put
it at 8 o'clock then. Put the eyeballs on the Panthers and Bedard.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Yeah. I'm just saying in terms of the matchup, like, that didn't upset me as much because Connor Bedard, outside of maybe 3 or 4 guys in the NHL, is one of the biggest names, or they're trying to make him one of the biggest names.
I don't disagree with that. That's just the extra added layer of, hey, we're starting you at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday and you're playing a team that has no juice in this matchup to kick off a season. I saw somebody compare it to like soft launching a significant other on Instagram by just like putting him in the story or something.
At a Coldplay concert.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, they hauled ass when they saw that camera.
Is that the damage worst way to find out that your husband likes Coldplay?
Damage is done.
What? Can you imagine being busted liking Coldplay.
What's wrong with Coldplay?
I don't know. Solana spent like $1,000 on Coldplay tickets for him and his fiance.
I've heard it's one of the best live concert experiences, like of anybody that you can go and see. I would go see Coldplay in a second. I love their music. Clocks? Who doesn't love Clocks?
The only song anyone knows, Clocks.
I don't like that emo stuff. Them whining boys get to me.
It couldn't be more opposite of emo. Like, emo is black, dark. This is the most colorful, bright, everything, uplifting type of, I don't know, emo. I'm not really sure where you're getting emo from, Cole.
What's wrong with black?
Oh, you mean Elmo? You're talking about Elmo? You don't like the Elmo stuff? Because no. He went haywire, too.
They whine a lot, man. I don't like
talking about
whining.
Elon. You're talking about Elon? I don't know what you're talking about.
What is Clocks again?
Clocks, play Clocks, Jimmy. No, I'm teasing. We've done that already.
Jimmy, call Coldplay.
Jimmy is holding out on these calls, Josh.
have you seen Carlito's Way?
Carlito's Way. No.
Kleinfeld? You've never seen Kleinfeld?
That's a good movie.
Seen Seinfeld.
Wow, this is shocking. You ever seen any of the Friday movies?
No, but I know the clip everybody knows.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You've never seen the Friday movies.
If where the two guys are in the chair and they go, oh, and they like move to the side and then buy Felicia. I get that. Again, yeah. I get the idea.
They're very black. Very black, Josh.
Well, I don't think he likes Italians or black people just based on the movies he hasn't seen. That's where I'm kind of going with this.
I mean, I like The Sopranos and I like The Godfather.
All right. Isn't The Sopranos, though? I don't know if it's called The Sopranos. Have you really seen it? You know what was released today, on this day, I maintain. Tell me what you think. Have you seen Trainwreck?
Is that, hold on, is Amy that Schumer? With Amy Schumer? Yeah.
Okay, I figured you'd seen that.
Yeah.
Trainwreck was released on this day in 2015. And I maintain LeBron, he's already shaking his head. I maintain LeBron was a phenomenal actor in that movie.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's very believable that he and Bill Hader would be friends and just grab lunch anytime in the middle of the day in Los Angeles.
But that's what made the acting job so good, no?
He made you believe it.
I did. Did you think that movie was a good movie? I thought it was a good movie, but I thought LeBron was excellent in it. I have you've seen Uncut Gems, yeah?
No, I have not seen Uncut Gems.
Oh, for the love of God,
I've only refused to watch it because you talk about it so much and you've watched it so many times. I made the principled stand not to watch it.
If for nothing else, watch it for Kevin Garnett's performance, because I'd love to have the conversation about actors, athletes who become actors. And Kevin Garnett is so good in Uncut Gems. You almost don't even believe you're watching Kevin Garnett.
The best athlete to actor performance I've ever seen is Dave Bautista, the wrestler, as Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's 100%. A real actor because he played Drax. I'm going to give you a guess what LeBron played in Trainwreck. LeBron. Kevin Garnett.
Played well.
He played Kevin Garnett. This is my thing with Hawk. You're not a great actor if you play yourself. You're just talking now.
Yeah, but when you throw that camera out and you have a scripted lines, it changes the game a little bit.
And you can tell LeBron is reading.
You didn't even know you were watching Kevin Garnett as Kevin Garnett in that movie. If you didn't know Kevin Garnett, you know what I mean?
What did he just say?
You understand what I'm saying?
Run it by me one more time.
Have you seen Superman yet?
I'm going this weekend.
All right. What are your expectations?
I'm expecting it to be pretty good.
Anybody else seen Superman yet?
I've seen a lot of reaction to it from people. Like Kirk Herbstreit retweeted the Mike Francesa review of the movie. Mm-hmm. And the Mike Francesa review is dumb. It's just entertaining. And so like if I see someone co-signing a pop culture review from Mike Francesa in 2025, other than to just like appreciate the delivery and the ridiculousness of it, immediately rule it out as having a valid opinion.
Lee Sterling hated the movie, and Jim Larranaga texted me yesterday. I don't know if I shared this on the air because he was on with us early this week to talk about that Bleacher Report list, and he said he would go see it. on behalf of the show. He saw it yesterday. He texted me. He said he will be recommending it to no people ever.
But he said it in a very nice way.
He did not like the movie.
Did he say why?
I told him to save it for the air. I happened to love it. I thought it was great.
I mean, I just don't know what people like expect from superhero movies.
Exactly.
Oh, is it not believable enough for you?
That's Solana's big thing. I'm not giving away any spoilers. There's a dog in it. But like everyone wants to go, there's a dog? There's a dog in it? Like that's so unbelievable.
It's from a comic.
This guy got launched to a different planet from another planet on like some baby bassinet rocket ship. That's believable. But the dog? Oh, how could there be a dog in it? A dog? The dog?
Hey, the dog is from the comics, too. They didn't just make the dog up out of thin air.
Bingo.
Like, people love to crap on the previous DC superhero movies or Superman movies, and for good reason. And now, like, they're complaining that it's not like the old Superman movies. It's very bizarre to me.
Well, let me tell you something. I know not many people will agree with this, but this happens to be the truth. The DC movies are much better than the Marvel movies.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I know about that, and that's just flatly ridiculous.
Yeah,
I own that. I own that take. The DC movies.
Nobody will kick you off that hill.
You got it.
The DC movie series is better than the Marvel movie universe.
You can have
MVU.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel, MMU, the Marvel movie universe. Right. So for your next appearance, Josh, please see which of those movies?
I wrote them all down.
Goodfellas, Scarface, which one do we have to make a mark?
Scarface.
I started a list. Movies Appel has not seen. Goodfellas, Casino, to me are two of the best movies ever made. And we all love those movies on this show.
Goodfellas and Casino. The fact that you like to gamble and you've never seen Casino is like mind-boggling to me, but I don't know how you've never seen Uncut Gems.
Those movies are better than Benchwarmers. Give me a break.
Well, I say Scarface. Scarface has to be the first assignment.
Gotta see Scarface.
You're not coming back on this show until you've seen Scarface.
Okay.
Fair?
Sure.
All right. And don't watch it the way you watch everything else.
I told you,
I went to a movie with him. I went to F1 with him.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Twitter the entire movie.
He's sitting in the movie theater.
He couldn't put his phone down.
He tried to nab me, by the way, while he's sitting on his phone. While he's sitting on his phone.
I had to break protocol in order to show you breaking protocol.
He tried to do that, and my phone was back in the cup holder, and then I tapped him on the shoulder. I was like, actually, you know what? It's really funny. Just I'm going to take my phone again.
That's a lie. That's not a lie. I busted him.
Busted him.
I hate that. Put your phone in your pocket. If you can't go 2 hours while literally being given something to do without your phone, like, dude, you're just on another level of brain rot. You've got to put the phone down.
Okay. Hey, tell me more about Uruguay and their soccer.
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? That was a good story, a truthful story.
Story, the key word. Story.
you can't go 2 hours without seeing what Kirk Herbstreit
said. Flying dog was more believable than the crap you laid on us yesterday.
By the way, I'm unavailable to fill in on July 16th for the rest of the
night. Get ready, Jimmy, because I'm not working. The Hawks out.
Josh Appel. All right, Josh.
Did we cover everything later on the list?
Yes. Go watch Scarface right now.
Okay.
All right. Josh Appel, ladies and gentlemen. Always appreciate his time.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.